Oh, 2 o'clock, Carton Show with Big Mac. Number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Got a fantastic show for you today. I looked at my notes and every single note I have is absolutely fantastic. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, kid?
I'm doing well, Craig. How are you?
Well, I feel bad for you, actually.
You feel bad for me.
I've been thinking about you all day.
I'm sure you do. I felt good for you.
Oh, thank you. Why? What did I do?
Well, because you predicted that the Texans would be going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and although
their
quarterback tried to give the game away,
CJ Stroud was not good.
That defense is so freaking good.
Yeah.
And the way they took control of that game in the second half, that defense is going to keep them in every game no matter who they play.
Absolutely right. So one score game going into the fourth quarter.
You would feel confident no matter who they play, that's going to be the case. And it's just a matter of figuring out that offense. I know Nico Collins might be gone for a while.
Right.
But the Texans proved to be that defense travels. And they are going to be a real problem. A real problem.
Yeah, I told
inside
you that.
The NFC. That's what you said.
By the way, I think I said the final score is going to be 30-3. By the way, on the show, so I missed by a field goal.
Okay.
I'm that good. That's what took place yesterday.
And people think you don't like sports.
I might not,
yeah.
But I just
but
know,
you know
sports.
Them. Okay.
I know sports better than just about anyone else on the planet, which is why, as I was trying to start the show, I feel for you.
Okay.
Look, we're going to get to last night's game. Don't you worry, okay?
Right.
And that great defensive performance and the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, which I get great joy out of.
Mm-hmm.
Finally done with him. Of course, he's probably going to wind up on television within about 3 months. I'm going to get sick of him again like I did the Kelce brothers and their stupid podcast that I can't stand. But that's another story for another day. I'm feeling for you.
Okay.
Because one of the early conversations you and I had, and we had a little disagreement about it, is that you view the Giants as a class organization, a pedigree, as one of the first NFL football teams going back 100 years, et cetera, and that we should still view them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I went back and forth a little bit on it last week about how they used to be that, my opinion, not yours, and then for the last decade they can no longer lay claim to the prestige of being a special, I heard Boomer say this morning, and I'm not arguing with him, a Tiffany Network type of program. And that used to be the case, so I'm not denying that. It's just no longer the case now. And I think I can now back that up, and I feel for you, because your team's embarrassing themselves now. And they're doing something one of my favorite teams did. And it's funny because I brought this up to you last week, that in the Giants' pursuit of John Harbaugh, I hope, this is what I said last week, I hope they don't pull a New York Knickerbocker move and make like a video of well-known New Yorkers saying, come on, John, come to the Giants, like the Knicks did for LeBron James. Remember?
I do remember that.
So the New York Giants are pretty damn close to doing that. And now they're embarrassing themselves with desperation. And it's beneath them. All right? And here's why. I applaud the Giants for having Chris Maurer get on the Amtrak and go down to, I assume, a suburb of Baltimore and meet with John Harbaugh before they even did any of their interviews and before anyone else got a chance to talk to him. He went down there as a representative of the ownership of the New York Giants, and they just talked man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
I give the Giants a lot of credit for that. A, they didn't tell anybody they did it. B, it's the right move. And C, you get ahead of all the other competition. So I give you a little checkbox on that.
I'm waiting for the embarrassing part.
Here's the embarrassing part.
Okay.
The New York Giants are now asking, and have asked, legendary figures in their history to reach out to John Harbaugh because they're desperate. Much like when the New York Knicks had Tony Soprano and other well-known people who might be at a New York Knicks game reach out to LeBron James, like the mayor, Mike Bloomberg at the time. Come on, LeBron, right? And we all kind of mocked it as, that's not Knick-like. And obviously they didn't get LeBron James. Well, the Giants are now following the wrong script. The New York Giants have now asked multiple well-known people associated with the program to reach out to John Harbaugh and wax poetic about how great the New York Giants are. It's pathetic. It's beneath your once storied franchise. And I feel for you because you got sold a bill of goods as a child. I don't know if it was your uncle, your mom, your dad, whomever it was in your life that said, son, you root for the Giants. You're going to have great joy in life because this is a prestigious organization that frankly gets credit for starting the NFL. And you said, yeah, oh, cool. Yes, Dada. Mm-hmm. Yes, Unky Unk.
Yes.
And now look at you, a near 40-year-old man who's living in a world where your New York football team is now stooping to the lowest of lows and embarrassing themselves. Tom Coughlin?
Yes.
Hey, Coach Coughlin, who we fired, could you do us a favor and could you reach out to John and tell him how great it is to work for the New York Giants? Hey, Lawrence, can you reach out to John Harbaugh and tell him how great it would be to be associated with the New York Giants? It's pathetic.
This is a full court press.
Yeah, it's That's pathetic. It it's John Harbaugh's not that good.
It's not pathetic. No, he's the guy. That's what they're telling him.
Okay.
They're showing him love.
Yeah.
They're showing him they want him. Pathetic. Right? Tom Coughlin, you just mentioned, fired. That's the kind of relationship we have with coaches we show the door to. They still want to stick around and do right by us because that's what kind of wonderful organization that we are.
Really?
He's the guy.
Tom Coughlin, Tom Coughlin went back to Jacksonville as quick as he possibly could because they want to write him a check where the Giants were like, if you want to keep an office here, we're not going to pay you, but it's fine.
Right.
So don't tell me Tom Coughlin walked out of New York a happy guy.
I'm not saying he walked out of New York a happy guy. He walked right past the owner in his press conference to say goodbye. Walked past him, give him the handshake.
Didn't shake his hand.
And yet still, here he is doing the Lord's work for the New York Giants.
Well, I'm sure a paycheck came along with it.
Well, I don't know.
It's my gut.
Whatever the case may be.
But it's beneath
Chris Mara,
you.
He is pretty much, he's been the representation of the Mara family. He's been the one on the road.
John's obviously not well enough to do that.
Right.
With respect.
That's the most senior member of the Giants ownership group making the trek down to his house. That's letting him know how much we desire him.
Is that right?
That's what it's about.
So a failed...
He's not failed.
A failed pro personnel director that's mocked by most other teams in football for not being great at his job is the guy that went down to Baltimore to tell him that the Mara family thinks highly of him. I give you credit for that. His last name is Mara.
Right.
I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
But I do have an issue with a once proud organization now embarrassing itself.
It's not embarrassing.
It's beneath you and it's beneath them. If you need Tom Coughlin and Carl Banks and, Jason Sehorn.
Don't know. Stop.
Yeah. And
Stop.
Lawrence Taylor.
Stop.
And Leonard Marshall.
Did I see Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah. And Odell Beckham to pick up the phone and say, hey, John, you're going to love it with the Giants. They're a first class organization.
Tom Coughlin reached out. Tom Coughlin
No, he did not.
Out. Yes,
Tom
he did.
Tom Coughlin was asked to reach out.
He reached out.
Eli Manning was asked to reach out.
Okay.
Meaning the New York Giants don't think that without getting a little pressure from former all-world Giants and coaches that John Harbaugh would ever
it's
consider the
pressure.
Giants.
Stop
I
it.
Feel for you.
You're making this up now.
I feel for you.
No, it's a team
Eli
showing.
Eli Manning did not call John Harbaugh without being asked to do it.
Okay.
Tom Coughlin was asked.
I
know it's a fact. Was asked to call John Harbaugh.
Right.
They didn't say in the middle of a round of golf and a nice lemonade on the back nine, you know what I think I'm going to do? I had such a great experience with the New York Giants.
Right.
I'm going to, on my own accord, pick up the phone and call John Harbaugh up and go, John, I just want to tell you between me and you, you should definitely take the Giants job. It's pathetic.
Why is that pathetic?
Because it's beneath you.
No, it's not.
Because if you don't get the guy on merit, then you don't deserve the guy.
Oh, stop. This is on merit.
No, it's not.
It's merit. They have Super Bowl champion coaches who are still with us. The Falcons do not. Other teams do not. The Tennessee Titans do not. That's what makes this organization special.
Is that right?
It's history.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with trying to go out there and put a full court press on and make it very clear to John Harbaugh that we want you as bad as you might want anyone else. Like, we want nobody else. If we're going to lose this, it's not going to be because we haven't shown you how much we want you to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. There's nothing wrong with it.
There
is. I don't feel embarrassed. You know what I feel embarrassed?
Go ahead.
If he picks the Tennessee Titans over the New York Giants. If he picks the Atlanta Falcons over the New York Giants.
Well, rightfully
if
so.
If he picks any of these jobs that are currently available over the New York Giants, that's when I'll be embarrassed.
Yeah.
So the organization is doing what it knows it needs to do to make sure the fan base doesn't actually feel the real embarrassment of missing out on a coach to a lesser franchise with a lesser roster and quarterback situation.
Sorry.
They're going out and doing it.
We have breaking news. Can I have to interrupt your diatribe there that was boring me anyway.
Uh-huh.
You have a new horse in the race.
Really?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin is stepping down from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Is that a fact?
Just announced moments ago, Mike Tomlin is now available to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. Or dare I say, the New York Jets. I know the Jets are still working with Aaron Glenn, but that just came across. Mike Tomlin, after last night's loss They've not won a playoff game in essentially a decade now, mm-hmm. despite the fact he's never been under 500. Mike Tomlin, and I want to be clear about this, the report I'm seeing is that he is stepping down.
Right.
The Steelers did not fire him.
Correct.
It's obviously a mutual thing. The Steelers are allowing him to step down. With that, I assume they're going to allow him to seek employment elsewhere. That's not confirmed yet, but that's the way my mind goes. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. If you're going to let the guy walk away, you let the guy go get a job, you stop paying him because he's stepping down. But now you've got competition. Now I ask you again. Do you want Mike Tomlin, or do you want to keep embarrassing yourself trying to get John Harbaugh?
No, I've already said Mike Tomlin, but I don't know, because I agree. I'm a Mike Tomlin guy, been from the beginning.
As am I.
I would go get Mike Tomlin
if
he's
available.
Would you
have Tom Coughlin call him?
Yes.
Would you have Plaxico Burress call him?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, would you have Victor Cruz call him?
I would have
him?
Anyone I thought would help.
Hey, Eli, could you do me a solid
anyone
and call
who
Mike?
Help, I would help.
Hey, Phil, could you call Mike?
Yes.
All right, he's consistent.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I don't know if you're right. I don't know. Like, he's got a year under his belt. He still has a year under contract.
2 years left. I
think it's this year and then a team option. Yeah, I don't. Why do you think they're just going to let him out of his contract if he's stepping down?
Well, because if you let the guy step down,
I think they're going to seek compensation.
Well, no. If you let him step down, he's no longer. Oh, you're saying even
if he wants
still,
another job, you got to trade me for him. They have the rights to him. This is the same thing that happened with Sean Payton. Yeah, Sean Payton had to sit out
a year.
He still was under contract with the Saints. He had the
little different because of the suspension. But I'm with you.
Well, yeah, nobody. Yeah, he came back from that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're just going to let him go.
Oh, I do. I think if you give a team 2 decades of service and you've never had a losing season and you have a Super Bowl win and the guy's done nothing but win and win and win.
Yeah, but this doesn't say
fair,
mutual agreement.
No,
this says he's stepping down
but
as the coach.
I think I respect the Steelers that in this regard, you let the guy go. You let him go. You got to hold the guy up. I mean, the guy gave you 20 years, essentially, of non-losing football.
Right.
And he gave you a Super Bowl. And I know it's been a decade without a title. But if the guy goes into you and says, I think it's best for both of us, that on good terms, you've been great to me. I think I've delivered the goods for you. Obviously, I haven't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger was in his prime. I got to eat that as a coach. But my gut is that the Rooney family will allow him to seek employment elsewhere. I could be totally wrong on that. That's my gut, just first blush.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. They have an asset. He's under contract. He's going to be able to go find, if he wants, first of all, do we know he wants to coach? Right? That's the first thing, right? There's been a lot of rumors that he wants to just take a year off, get away from
it for
a
while. Go to TV, maybe, something like that.
Go to TV, right? There was a report yesterday. I forget who it was from. But there was a report that he's got a contract for, if he wants to go to TV, it's in his back pocket. He can go to TV.
I believe that. I think John Harbaugh could too, Bob, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I can't believe both of them are available.
Yeah, so now half that division is looking for a new coach.
I can't believe both of them are available.
3/4 of that division, because the Browns fired Stefanski.
Yeah.
So the AFC North only has one coach.
That's it.
And I would have fired that guy too. Zach Taylor, that's his name, right?
Well, yeah.
I would have fired every coach in that division.
Unbelievable.
All right, so here's the deal now. This is very interesting now.
Okay.
Keep the Jets out of it for the moment. The Jets show no inkling at all to firing Aaron Glenn. So just put them to the side. We'll get to them in a little bit.
Right.
From a Giant perspective, now that there's a legitimate competitor, because no one's going to argue, Tomlin and Harbaugh are now 1-1A either way.
However you view it.
I know you prefer Tomlin. I do as well.
Yeah.
But they're the same guy, right? 18 years in one place, 19 years in the other place. Now we can stop kissing Harbaugh's ass is what we can do.
No,
now we can say to John Harbaugh, if you want the Giants job, take it. If not, we're good. We now have Tomlin as our backup and Stefanski as his backup, right?
Yeah.
So this gets very juicy now.
It does.
If you're a New York Giant.
It's hard to miss out. It's hard to mess this up.
Okay, well, here's the question. They're interviewing someone today. I'm blocking on the name they're bringing in today.
Mike McCarthy today.
Is it McCarthy?
Yeah.
McCarthy today.
Yeah.
Harbaugh tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, is Tomlin coming in on Friday?
I don't know. We don't know the situation with Tomlin. We don't know.
He's stepping down. Even if it costs you a draft pick. You got to bring him in Friday.
I would do it for a draft pick. 100%. I would. I can't do it for this year's first round pick. I can't trade a top five pick.
I agree.
But I would be open to like a second round pick of next year or something like that. And again, I would think the Steelers would do that because I think, like me and you both think, someone will pay something. He's under contract. He signed a contract. He's stepping down. Harbaugh was fired.
That's after obviously meeting with him.
No,
he sat down with Art Rooney Jr. I do. 100%. You know, after 20 years, you don't just announce you're stepping down and not talk to the owner first.
But my point is we don't know it's mutual. You're right. He told the owner before it became public. But it might have been his, no matter what they think, I'm done with coaching this team.
I think a few things. I think, number one, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, while they respect Mike Tomlin a great deal, they want
I don't think they do enough.
No, I think they want a new voice in there. Yeah. After 19 years and one Super Bowl title and 10 years without a playoff win, I think the Steeler fan, and I look, I don't get it because you and I have never lived in that world where we go 20 years without a losing season.
I think it's crazy.
No idea what that's like. But I think the Steeler fan's ready to move on.
Yeah.
I thought the Raven fan was ready to move on, and they did. And now it's very interesting because if John Harbaugh thought he was getting his pick of the job, he might not now. He might not just get to decide, I go where I want to go.
Right.
Because now there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammonds.
It's certainly competition. I mean, I just don't know. We don't know where his head is at right now. We just don't know.
Well, he's probably pissed that his quarterback couldn't score a touchdown last
night. Well, obviously.
He might be pissed that his 42-year-old quarterback threw a 50-yard pick six.
Does he want to?
He might be pissed at all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's the next day.
He might be pissed that his GM never got him a second wide receiver.
It's the next day.
I know.
It's the next day. These guys don't like to make emotional decisions. My thought is this has been in the workings for a while. He's probably felt for a while.
Maybe.
This is going to be – I don't think you make this – I don't think this is about last night and about the disappointment
of last
night.
Not just the cherry on the top.
This is just – that was just – my guess is, considering it's the next morning, that he has had a plan in his head of this was going to be his last season as a coach for at least a while.
Yeah, barring a run.
Barring a run. But even if a run, I would think he's had his mind made up that this is going to be the end, especially if he got wind that – that Rodgers feels the same. Like, if Rodgers is going to retire, you don't have a quarterback.
And you're not picking high enough to get one.
You're not picking high enough to get one. You're looking to try to find one in the free agency, which he would do, and he would go win 10 games because that's who he is.
Right.
Like, but I don't think he wants to do that, so I think this is followed by Rodgers' retirement and just the idea he knew it was coming to an end. But I don't know where his head's at. Does he want to go to TV? Does he want to get right back into coaching? I know you said you want to put it on the back burner. I mean, this is for, like, the Jets. Like, if he takes a year off and you got to, like, the timing of this, they're already down the road with a lot of these candidates. Like, he has to jump into this right now. He has to be ready to step out of Pittsburgh, go right into this coaching cycle, figure out whether or not his organization is going to let him out of the contract, whether the Rooney's going to let him out of the contract or not.
He knows that, like, already. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, right.
He knows it.
So, like, that's got to happen immediately. He's got to start taking jobs right now.
Well, he satisfies the Rooney rules. You don't worry about that.
Right.
Right.
Most teams have been through it already.
Now that he's available and none of those jobs have been filled, everyone's willing to take a pause. Trust me.
Oh, no.
Like, I know, like, Jordan Schultz is going to join us later next hour because he had the breaking story that Brian Daboll is talking to Tennessee. If you're any one of the, 7-8 teams that has an opening and now Mike Tomlin might be available, you tell everyone that's being interviewed.
No doubt.
We're taking a breath. We're taking a little pause right now.
I'll
tell you what else this does, though.
Yeah.
For my money, him stepping down and no longer coaching the Steelers, for me, now guarantees us we've seen the last of Aaron Rodgers. That's
a
lock now.
I agree.
The only way Aaron Rodgers was going to go back to Pittsburgh was if Mike Tomlin was there. Right? He's not going to some new fan coach. He's done.
I would think so.
So Mike Tomlin did the nation a great service today. I think we are finally done, you know, with Aaron Rodgers. We're done with all the nonsense. We're done with the mystery wife. We're done with the ayahuasca. We're done with the Costa Rican vomiting trips. We're done with the dumb documentaries. We're done with the immunization crap.
Yeah.
We're done with the Pat McAfee garbage. We're done. He has now done us a solid, right? Mike Tomlin is a gift to America. Now, if he could just get rid of Kurt Kerbstreet's dog, we'd be 2-for-2 today.
I'm going to miss him.
I'm going to miss him. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin
has saved us from Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is the best. I'm going to miss him.
Love it.
I hope he comes back. I hope he goes somewhere else next
year.
You
would.
I want him back.
You would.
Why do you hate him?
Because Aaron Rodgers can no longer play football.
No, that's not true.
And Aaron Rodgers hijacked my franchise.
Oh, boy.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't win a damn thing.
Yes, okay.
He had 9 fourth quarter one score games with the ball in his hands and went 0-for-9.
Aaron Rodgers is done. He's the only player I can think of that actually willingly chose the New York Jets.
Stupid.
And came here and tried to make a difference with this team.
You know what?
All he ever did was come here and try and win.
Is that right? That's how you view Aaron Rodgers?
That's exactly how
I view him. Is that how you view him?
Yeah, it comes with other nonsense.
Oh, is that right?
It comes with a little bit of hypocrisy, right? Claiming, can't have all these
There's
controversy.
There's no such thing as a little hypocrisy.
Yes, there is.
Either you're
There's levels
a
of hypocrisy.
Hypocrite or you're not.
There's levels of hypocrisy.
Is
Everybody
that right?
knows that, of course.
Look
there
at you.
Is.
See, now you're just trolling me.
No, I'm not.
Now you're just being a hot take artist.
No, I'm not. There's
now
levels
you're just throwing
hypocrisy.
Poop against the wall.
No.
I know
he
what you're
came
doing.
In. He came in here and chose the
Stop.
New York Jets.
No, he
I intend to play, and I intend to play for the New York Jets. Give me someone else who said it. Give me anybody else of any kind of relevance who's ever uttered those words other than Aaron Rodgers. He came here, he tried. The Jets were too big an albatross around his neck to make it work.
Oh, it's the Jets' fault. It's the Jets' fault that we signed every player he wanted us to sign. Yes. It's the Jets' fault that we let him run the franchise.
He won 10 games
It's the Jets' fault that he lost against Minnesota throwing a pick six in London.
Yeah.
It's the Jets' fault that he had nine opportunities with the ball in his hand in the fourth quarter to win a game and came up small every time. That's Robert Saleh's fault.
Yeah,
Robert Saleh's fault.
Firing the coach was a disaster. That made it worse. The defense completely tanked. He had one of the best seasons a quarterback in that uniform has ever had.
We got lots to do today.
I don't know why you hate him. I don't know why Jet fans hate him. I honestly don't know why.
Because he's a douche knuckle.
He's out there. At least he's interesting. You get Tom Brady shoved down your throat for years. He's the most boring, blah guy ever. Aaron Rodgers is out there doing things. He's interesting. He's fascinating. I want Aaron Rodgers back in the NFL.
I'll take the 7 Super Bowl rings over the interesting Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, didn't give out candy during Halloween to neighborhood kids in Cedar Grove. How about that? Too big to give out chocolate on Halloween.
Well, maybe he was
great
busy.
Guy.
Maybe he was busy.
He's busy.
I'm sure he left out a bowl full of candy, and one kid went out and took all of it.
We got lots to get to. Aaron Rodgers is washed.
Both these coaches are available.
Mike Tomlin's available.
This is crazy.
John Harbaugh's available.
Woo!
And coming
Giants
up,
going to get a Super Bowl winning coach.
I will do my best to explain to Big Mac why he and all of you Giant fans that have suddenly decided to view John Harbaugh in an incorrect light need to be woken up. I'll do my best to do that, hopefully without too many interruptions, but I expect them to come, and they should, and it's fine. But I walk you through.
Oh, have I been interrupting you? I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. I'm going to walk you through and explain to you the best I can why you guys have built up John Harbaugh to be something he's not. We'll get into it, I promise. The number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. 19 years in Pittsburgh, not a single losing season.
Correct.
And you don't want him. Okay.
I do want him.
Hey, Tom Coughlin, can you do us a solid?
Absolutely.
While you're on the phone, can you also call Mike Tomlin up and tell him working for the Giants would be great? Hey, Plaxico, you played for the Steelers. Can you tell him how great it was to be a New York Giant? Hey, Eli Manning, not in the Hall of Fame yet. Can you call Mike Tomlin and tell me he should come work here?
And if they sat back and did nothing, then they would be this organization that doesn't care.
I like what Chris Mara did. Chris Mara going to his home and talking to him is a good move. I give him credit for that.
Have I seen, again, you're throwing out these names. I've seen Coughlin.
Yeah.
Who else has reached out?
Trust me.
Oh, I'm just going to trust you. Trust you.
Not blindly.
Okay.
Perhaps I have relationships with people.
Okay.
Perhaps I talk to people.
So there's a bunch of people reaching out to Harbaugh.
Well, they've been asked to.
Well, I mean, have the Falcons, because apparently he had a conversation with
Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan talked to him.
Yeah. Who knows? Who else?
Matt Ryan's like, please
Mike
come
Vick
here.
Calling him?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Atlanta's not stooping that low. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Your call's coming up. Lots of football today. Now that Mike Tomlin's available, we got Jordan Schultz coming by in about an hour as well, and he'll break it all down for us. Don't touch it. It's the Fan. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac.